Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've just been talking to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum about pain's secret message. We were talking about arthritis and relieving the pain and that. Is there any way to help arthritic patients sleep at night so that the pain doesn't come back?
Absolutely, because sleep is when our repair systems are at work, just like the highway crews are out at night. And if you don't sleep, the studies show you're going to be in pain. So you want to go ahead, and there's a nice herbal mix. First of all, you can take melatonin, about 3 milligrams. Interestingly, melatonin has even been shown to help migraines. We'll talk about other things for migraines, too. But there's a wonderful herbal mix called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix of 6 herbs that will leave most people sleeping like kittens.
I lost you there. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me, Kathy?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
So the Revitalizing Sleep Formula is a mix of 6 herbs that leave most people sleeping like kittens and puppies. It's just a nice, gentle way that you can use every night or just when needed to get solid sleep. So there's a lot of natural things that you can do for sleep.
So is that the basic Nervine herb combination, like passion flower, hops, valerian?
Very good. You're making herbalist out of you yet, Kathy.
Good.
Exactly. It's a mix of 6 herbs, and those 3 form the core of it.
Mm-hmm. And so it's safe for anyone?
I'm sorry, say again?
Is that safe for anyone to take at night along with any medication?
Yes. And again, as a physician, I'm very conscious about interactions between natural and prescription therapy. So anytime I recommend a nutrient, if there's any problem in terms of taking it with medications, I'm very specific about that. I will note that for people taking the blood thinner Coumadin, the doctor has already warned them that anytime they change anything, even their diet to a fair degree, they need to recheck the blood test to make sure that their blood clotting times are okay. And that applies with virtually anything, any nutrients, herbals, other medications. But for everybody else, all of these things are safe and can be combined with any medication they're taking.
Fantastic. So you get a good night's sleep, you'll have less pain in the morning.
Absolutely. And your energy is going to be better, and you're going to lose weight, and you're going to actually age more slowly. Sleep is when you make growth hormone, which has been called fountain of youth hormone. And it's been shown that if you get a good night's sleep, relative to those that don't, you're going to weigh 6.5 pounds less.
Wow. Let's go on to migraines. I mean, those take people out. They're so painful. What alternatives do you have? How can you get them out of their pain?
So if you look at the migraine flashing light on your dashboard going off, it's telling us that your body needs a couple things. One would be specific nutrients that help with blood vessel tone. Studies show that if you take vitamin B2, which is riboflavin, 400 milligrams a day, these are double-blind studies, showed that it decreased migraine frequency by 67 to 69% after 6 weeks of use. Add magnesium to that, 200 milligrams a day, and there's a vitamin mix that I use, a multivitamin as a powder, so people don't have to take handfuls of pills. It's called the Energy Revitalization System. People take one drink a day. It's going to have a good level of the B2, the B12, the magnesium, the other things that the body needs. Very often people find after 6 weeks their migraine frequency goes way down just with that. And then, as I mentioned, the melatonin at bedtime, not a sustained release, has to be immediate release, decreases migraine frequency. But let's talk about also, Kathy, when people have an acute migraine. These things, treating food allergies can prevent the migraines. But for an acute migraine, the most effective single treatment outside of having your being decapitated would be, which I don't recommend, would be intravenous magnesium. And the problem with the IV magnesium will knock out 85% of migraine headaches within 45 minutes. It is far more effective than morphine and Demerol. But the major problem is that it only costs a nickel.
You'd have to run to your naturopath and get intravenous magnesium. You wouldn't get it at a regular doctor's office, would you?
Unfortunately, the migraine medications, these companies spend $70 million advertising each medications to the doctors and public each year. So the doctors hear about those because they're expensive. But at 5 to 10 cents for the dose, nobody's going to be advertising the magnesium. So there are two well-done published double-blind studies showing it to be very effective. On your own, you can get butterbur, which is an herb that can be used for an acute migraine. And the Cures A to Z app has all of the dosing and stuff on for all of these things. But here's an interesting tip for listeners who have migraines. When you get the migraine, you'll find that the medications work sometimes and sometimes they don't. And the medications can be very helpful for migraines. What you'll find is that by the time you start getting sensitivity around your eyes and ears, earrings are hurting, eyeglasses are uncomfortable, you're going to find the medications no longer work. This was a really beautifully done Harvard study that showed that by the time you get sensitivity in those areas, your gut, your stomach has gone to sleep, and therefore the medications won't move downstream to be absorbed. So here's a little trick. If you take some caffeine, drink a cup of coffee with your medication, then the medication will work again because it'll wake up the stomach enough so that the medication will be absorbed. But the other thing, too, is for the Imitrex family medications, if you take them before that sensitivity around the eyes and ears kicks in, it'll work about 80% of the time. Afterwards, probably less than 20%. Except during migraine and head-on studies is as effective as the Imitrex family medications and will work even after the migraine is in place because it has caffeine to wake up the stomach.
Okay. So prevention, B2, B12, magnesium, 200 milligrams a day. And once you've got it, it's really going to take either intravenous magnesium and or regular medication with a cup of coffee.
Or the herb butterbur.
Well, it's sure good to have some tips up your sleeve for migraine sufferers. How about nerve pain?
Well, nerve pain, again, tends to be associated with a number of metabolic issues. That tends to be things like diabetes, viral infections of the nerves, other things along those lines. The medications can be very helpful, and there's over 30 medications that can work. For localized nerve pain, the medications work better when they're combined in a topical cream, and compounding pharmacies can do this. And then you just rub it over the painful area, because this way you get 7 medications worth of effect, but no side effects, because you're not soaking 120 pounds of you to get those 3 ounces of nerve tissue. In addition, lipoic acid, 300 milligrams twice a day, vitamin B12, and I would do at least 1,000 milligrams a day, and acetyl L-carnitine, 2,000 milligrams a day, and magnesium have all been shown to be helpful for nerve pain. But these can take 6 to 12 weeks to start kicking in and really should be taken for at least a year to help heal the nerves.
Okay. So you can take regular medication to help keep that pain down during the 6 to 12 weeks that you're on this regime.
Yes, and my book, Pain-Free 123, has a chapter on nerve pain and a listing of over 30 medications and the orders to try them in. The standard narcotic pain medications, not really very effective. They can be helpful, but these other medications are far more effective, and the book will just list them out. If people want to, they could email me at fatiguedoc@gmail.com, and I can also email them a copy of that chapter. Because the nerve pain is very uncomfortable for people. It's very, very treatable, but doctors really are not taught how to treat it properly.
Okay, this is wonderful information. How about muscle pain?
Well, muscle pain, or widespread muscle pain, the worst form called fibromyalgia, represents an energy crisis. That or when that flashing light goes on, it says you have an energy crisis in your body. And when muscles don't have enough energy, they're like a spring. They get stuck in a shortened position. It takes more energy to stretch the muscle, to stretch the spring. That's why after a heavy workout, you don't come home and say, honey, my muscles are loose and limp. You say they're all tight. You get these tender marbles where the belly of the muscle has bunched up in the center of the muscle. So you'll have these simple things. And what our research has shown is that by optimizing energy with what you call the SHINE protocol, optimizing sleep, hormones, infections, nutrition, and exercise as able, not too much or you're going to crash and burn, 91% of people with fibromyalgia improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life. Two studies that we published showed that a single nutrient called ribose, where you take one scoop or 5 grams three times a day, increased energy and fibromyalgia an average of 61%, which is amazing. And picture 61% more energy. I know personally each morning I take the energy revitalization system and a 5 gram scoop of ribose, and that makes my energy skyrocket. But there's a simple, if you go to the website, www.endfatigue.com, if you have pain, if you have fatigue, write that down, end, E-N like Nancy, D like David, fatigue.com. There's a free energy analysis program. It's a quiz, take it 5-10 minutes. You don't need any lab tests, but if you have any, it'll even analyze your pertinent lab tests and tell you exactly what you need to do to optimize energy production, which often will result in a whole lot of other issues from energy depletion going away.
Now, you've suffered with chronic fatigue before, and are you free of it?
Yeah. To give an example, including all my regular physician duties, and I treat people often by phone from all over the world, including many Canadians for their fibromyalgia. But I traveled 100,000 miles as part of my lecturing and all the rest of the things that I do in the last 6 months.
So that's pretty steep energy use.
Yeah, my energy, those simple things that I do keep my energy skyrocketing. The vitamin powder combined with ribose, and then a simple thing, I only do things I feel like doing. I don't do things that people say, well, you should do this. No, you do it. If I feel like doing something, I do it. And you're going to find that you feel much better when you start doing that. People don't have to do stuff, by and large, that they hate doing because they're told they need to. If you're not going to get arrested or homeless for not doing it, don't do it.
It sounds good to me. So that's a tip for anybody that in an energy crisis is only do the things that are life-giving, energy-giving.
Yes.
Okay. And above that, you've got the ribose going. Is there anything else that should go in every day?
Well, I think that the main thing for most people will be the vitamin powder and the ribose in the morning. People find they feel dramatically better. Getting your 8 hours sleep at night. The average night's sleep until 135 years ago when light bulbs were invented, average was 9 hours a night. We're now down to 6¾, and people feel awful that way. Mm-hmm. Get your 8-9 hours sleep. Cut out things you don't enjoy to make time for it. Use the revitalizing sleep formula, herbal mix, or another one's called Terrific Z's. Terrific ZZZZ. There's a number of herbals that go well together. And get your 8 hours sleep a night and do the things you love. And you're going to come back in 6 to 12 months and you're going to say, I feel so much better. And you will. And you'll be healthier to boot.
And can people follow along with your webpage, or how do you become a patient?
If people want, they can email appointments with an S at the end at endfatigue.com, and Sarah can give people information. So if they have chronic pain, if they have chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, we're happy to help you get their life back.
Okay. And so you'd do a Skype interview with them? Is that what they'd be expecting?
Skype. We can do it by phone, in person, all kinds of ways.
Okay. Well, it just sounds phenomenal for those who are in pain, and especially for those in chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, to have an out and to have so many good choices. Is there anything else that you'd like to impart with us today? We've just got a minute or two left here.
Yes, again, it's important to realize that although doctors are very good at some things, we're very good at life-threatening emergencies, most physicians are fairly clueless about treating chronic illness. When your doctor says, I'm sorry, I can't help you, that doesn't mean you can't be helped. It just means they can't help you. Mm-hmm. When you use the entire Healing Arts toolkit, I'm finding almost everything can be improved and most often effectively treated. So, you know, the Cures A to Z app really is my gift to people, because it's a free app that says, here's how to handle all of these things. Now, I've looked at probably over 100,000 research studies, been treating people over 40 years, and what I found is that what I was taught in medical school is a tiny drop in the bucket of what can help people.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum with Pain's Secret Message. It was just wonderful to hear all the different choices that we have.
Kathy, always a pleasure being with you.
Okay, thank you so much. After the break, we're going to be right back with Dr. Fiona McCullough, and we'll be talking about polycystic ovarian syndrome.